AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tomorrow, that's when the Confederate flag will come down in South Carolina. Lawmakers voted early this morning to remove the flag from the State House grounds. Governor Nikki Haley says she will sign the bill at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the flag has to come down within 24 hours, meaning this afternoon or tomorrow at the latest. What happens to it then? Our Jeffrey Collins reports from Columbia, South Carolina.
When they do take down the flag, they're going to send it to a place called the Confederate Relic Room. That's in the State Museum here in South Carolina. That museum has several Confederate artifacts, including the Confederate flag that was flying over the dome in 2000 when they removed it after a compromise.
Same-sex couples will now be eligible for federal marriage benefits. The announcement from Attorney General Loretta Lynch this morning, who says it's about equal treatment for all Americans. Last month, the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. Now to Wall Street. When the bell sounded this morning, the Dow took off, up more than 200 points in the first few minutes on speculation that 11th-hour talks between bankrupt Greece and its European creditors will produce a plan to go forward. The Dow is up now 177 points. The nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Russia poses the greatest national security threat to the United States. And he says it is reasonable to supply arms to Ukrainians who are fighting against rebels backed by Russia. Marine General Joseph Dunford is on Capitol Hill this morning, and he said during his Senate confirmation hearing that without that kind of military assistance, Ukrainian forces will not be able to defend themselves against what he called Russian aggression. This is AP Radio News. FIFA has banned World Soccer's top American, Chuck Blazer, for life, calling him a key player in schemes involving kickbacks and bribery. This was a formality after his guilty plea to racketeering and tax evasion charges in the U.S. AP correspondent Graham Dunbar is in FIFA's backyard, Geneva.
What's happened is that FIFA is clearing up old business. Dirty linen's been very much aired in public. By banning Chuck Blazer for life, they are doing what they've had to do, but it really is a case of kicking a man when he's down.
Pope Francis is in Bolivia, where he rallied tens of thousands of the faithful for an open-air mass in Santa Cruz. All night last night and into this morning, Bolivians streamed into the plaza waiting for the mass. The government declared a national holiday so that workers and students could take the day off and attend the ceremony if they chose to. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.